also be intelligent. And it's possible that Thad and Buffy will have some undesirable traits. I recently read an Associated Press story with the headline, National Merit Scholar. Near this subheading was a picture of the recipient, a tall, attractive young woman. Was she intelligent? Yes. Otherwise, how could she even be considered a candidate for a National Merit Scholarship? The article also stated that she was a college student in need of funds, so she could concentrate on her art. I suspect that the infertile couple would not purchase the eggs from this young scholar. She was not featured in news stories because of her performance on the SAT. Emma, 18, a National Merit Scholar, is accused of pointing a handgun while robbing a hair salon. Intellect and integrity are not the same constructs, so if you had a choice, what would you do? You are a married couple in need of an egg. Would you take smart eggs from a donor who commits armed robberies? Or would you insist on eggs from a donor with high integrity? Personally, I would tone down the IQ requirements if I could enhance the probability of producing a child who is honest, well-adjusted, and personable. The experiences of the self-made millionaires surveyed support that decision if you want your child to achieve economic success. Being a genius is no guarantee that one will become financially independent. Birds of a feather. If you ever judge the quality of a person by the quality of his neighborhood, you're not alone. Some neighborhoods have much higher concentrations of college graduates than others, and some have much higher crime rates than others. As a general rule, in America, birds of a socioeconomic feather do flock together. This is the basis of much of my sampling of affluent households. I oversample those neighborhoods in America with the highest concentrations of millionaires, which is the most efficient method of focusing on the millionaire population. In a nationwide sample, without selecting neighborhoods, one would expect that only 1 in 20 respondents would be in the millionaire category. But in this program, the sample was taken from neighborhoods that contained upwards of 80% millionaires. These affluent respondents are typically well-educated, and they hold positions that pay high salaries. Some would even say that on average they are smarter or more intelligent than people who live in other areas. Of course, as discussed throughout the program, smart has many definitions. If you define smart as having an above-average IQ or SAT score, then people who live in affluent neighborhoods generally are smarter than those living in, say, lower middle-class areas. But it would be wrong to conclude that all the smart people live in affluent neighborhoods, just as it would be wrong to conclude that all those who live in blue-collar neighborhoods have lower levels of intellect. There are several significant relationships between neighborhood type and the characteristics of the people who reside there, as demonstrated in the following case example. I received a letter from a stranger asking for my assistance. Where do you think this fellow lives? Dear Dr. Stanley, I have read your most recent works. I have an extremely high mathematical aptitude. I hold advanced degrees in advanced math. So far, you know this fellow can read. It's not a certainty, but you might play the odds and guess that he lives in a neighborhood with a higher than average concentration of middle-class, college-educated people. Then you note that this fellow is a math genius, and he holds advanced degrees from a prestigious university. He probably lives among other people with high IQs, SATs, GPAs, incomes, and net worths. Could it be that he lives in one of those same neighborhoods as my respondents, and that he is a millionaire with a prototypical home valued at $1.4 million? Your assessment changes a bit after you read more of his letter. I'm currently in transition. Eventually, I want to pursue a different career path. You are well-versed in the study of wealthy families. Thus, I have a request of you. I'm intensely interested in becoming a math tutor for the children of the wealthy. Can you supply me with the names and mailing addresses of millionaires in the following areas? Perhaps he's not a millionaire. Full-time math tutors usually don't become wealthy. Now you picture him as perhaps a very bright fellow with limited ambition, who at the very least may live in a nice, lower middle class neighborhood. If that was your guess, you'll win no prize on this quiz show. Consider the rest of his story. I'm currently in prison. I'm scheduled for release next September. Well, you did get part of the correct answer. The fellow lives in a neighborhood with a high concentration of people with similar characteristics. but most are not millionaires, nor are they mathematically inclined. They are all 100% convicted felons. This convict was extraordinarily arrogant. He thought that because he was brilliant in math, I would overlook the fact that he was judged by a jury to lack integrity. Imagine you are a wealthy person with children who need math tutoring. One day you get a letter postmarked Jailbird University. It contains the "Please hire me" note with the applicant's resume attached. Under employment objectives, you read, "To get out of prison and tutor rich kids for dollar compensation plus free room and board in a mansion setting." There is a simple message here. There are people like this convict who are gifted intellectually, but that doesn't mean they also have high integrity. The halo that surrounds smart people often blinds us. We automatically think they are better in all of life's key dimensions. In fact, some smart people are not people of high integrity. Your spouse. Lincoln said, referring to politicians, "You can't fool all the people all the time." But in the business world, it's difficult for those who lack integrity to fool even some of their customers some of the time. Quoting Mark, chapter 3, verse 25, Lincoln also said that a house divided cannot stand. And that can also refer directly to a relationship with a spouse. Note that one of the success factors strongly correlated with integrity is having a supportive spouse. Nearly one-half, 49% of the millionaire respondents indicated that this element was very important in accounting for their economic success. Most of the respondents believe that integrity begins at home. You cannot expect your spouse to be supportive if you lie and cheat. Your spouse and your children have many, many opportunities to observe your behavior. It's not enough to say you are honest or merely attend religious services each week. You have to be a role model of integrity for your spouse, your children, and all others. If you are, your spouse will probably support you through good times and bad, during thin years and plump years. A more detailed discussion of the role that spouses play in the affluent family will be presented later, as well as a profile of millionaires who have strong religious faith. For many millionaires, religious faith is also closely related to integrity. In addition, the millionaire's choice of spouse will be detailed later. It is important to note that having a supportive spouse is a strong correlate of most of the major factors that underlie economic success in the millionaire population.